When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's an arrogance with the Yankees fan that cannot be any longer. That arrogance, you know what has been served by King Cohen at the coronation? Humble pie. Hey, BT, we have Chaz Palminteri on the line. Chaz, a big Yankee fan. And Chaz, I think last time you were on with us, you were pretty confident in saying that Soto was going to remain with the Yankees. Well, how you feeling today, Chaz?
I'm feeling great. I'm okay.
Yeah, boy.
And that guy that just got off the phone? Oh, yes. No, we didn't lose our arrogance. Let me straighten him right out right now if you're still listening, brother. No, we didn't lose our arrogance. Here's what I think. All right, we get three players. Like you guys talked about, that's why I woke up this morning. I said, all right, we get Walker on first. We get Bregman on third. I said, we get the outfield. We get Chris Burns. We'll try it. And first, I got to say, props to Brian Cashman. And I give them my props and to Hal. They tried. But you know what? If they would have won up to 800, Steve would have won $50 million more. Mm. It wouldn't have mattered. It really wouldn't have mattered. So they tried. They gave it that shot.
Yeah.
I love those guys. But they tried. But now...
I'm looking at my lineup. Chaz, I got to ask you something. Hold on. We love you. And I know you love the station. I know you love
I love the station.
I know you do. And you're the best, right? Today is not the day... You're not going to like what I'm going to say, buddy. Mm. This is not the day to hand out props to the Yankees. Even as a Yankee fan, I got to correct you and check you on that.
They could have got this guy. No way. There's no way. Steve Cohen would have went... Whatever it was, 25 more, 50 more, there was no way they could have got him. I believe that. He was not letting this guy go. He wasn't.
Right. That's because the Mets have the better owner. The deeper pockets, Chaz. The Mets have now taken over this town from the Yankees.
I got a Bronx tale for you, Chaz. Listen, brother, you got it. You won today, and that's okay.
Uh-huh.
And I understand. But this is let me tell you something. The Yankees is a tradition forever.
That's right.
Gehrig, Jeter, everybody. Okay, I'm sorry. They'll always be the stepchild of the Yankees. Always.
No.
Yes.
Chaz, that is
changed. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, my Met lover. Let me tell you something. Just so you know this, I guarantee you Soto's numbers go down from what he just did with the Yankees. I guarantee it. You hear what I just said? And I will call you at the end of the year. Mm. His numbers will go down. He doesn't have Judge behind him. He doesn't have that short right porch. He's got a bigger ballpark. Okay, let's see what happens. Look, is he a generation player? Absolutely. Could he have the best on-base percentage maybe at the end of his lifetime that anybody ever had? Absolutely. He's that great. Are the Yankees better with him? Absolutely. No. You got yourselves a great, great player. But you know what? Nobody's indispensable. Nobody. It's okay. We'll be fine. If we get Chris Burns, if we get Walker, if we get Bregman, I'll give you one more. Are you going to laugh at this? I know you are. Mm. You're going to make fun of me.
Right.
The Angels are looking to get rid of Trout.
Yeah,
we need a center fielder.
Go bring Trout in, Chaz.
Chaz, you're not exciting me today, buddy. Giving out props to Cashman and bringing a banged up Mike Trout with a gazillion years to go?
Mike Trout. Let's have a talk with Mike Trout. Why not? Why not? Let's have a talk with Mike Trout. That's all I'm saying. Okay, but you have to remember. You have to remember. You came second. You'll always be second.
Chaz.
That's it.
Chaz.
Yes.
Not today, my friend. And thank you for the call. Not today. We're not second. Oh, Bronx Tale Chaz with a sad ending for the Yankees. Queens is the place to be. Queens is now it, Chaz. Today, King Cohen reigns supreme. There is no second-class citizen from the Mets' perspective. The Yankees today, Chaz, have to take the L. You know that. Come on.
Stepchild, always be the stepchild. Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, think of that. Always be the stepchild. Always. Who do you have?
Juan.
Who do you have? You got Tom Seaver?
Juan.
Tom Seaver?
Soto.
Okay.
Chaz, take the L, will
Chaz,
ya?
Come on, man.
Take the L.
Let me tell you something. Watch next year. Let's see. You'll never beat the Dodgers. Never. Remember that.
That's right. I'm going to enjoy watching, Chaz. I'm going to enjoy watching Juan Soto as a New York Met.
Juan Soto, next year, 15 years. Juan Soto was 3 years older than he says. How's that?
Chaz, sour grapes.
Albert Pujols. Yeah. They found out later it was 3 years older. Okay, listen, I'm feeling great.
For now, get back to me in April when the Yankees fill the lineup that's the B team. You're the B team now, Chaz. B team.
Oh, boy.
B team in the Bronx.
Am I going to get on you? Let me tell you something. I am coming back. All the listeners out there, I'm coming back, and I'm going to speak to you, and we'll see.
Thank you, Chaz.
Attaboy, Chaz. Thank you very much.
He's real in BT. Come on, that's your brethren right there.
You know, I love him.
You're standing strong today.
I'm going to get a little separation from some of the things that Chaz just said. That doesn't excite me today. Hanging the hat on the DiMaggios and the Ruths and the Gehrigs and the Mantles. Number one, I didn't see any of them. I revere them all. But today, that means nothing. Honestly, I don't know what that, but what does that mean? Now, do I think that Soto's numbers, these are all things we'll talk about, you know, obviously next couple of days and follow throughout the season. Do I think he hits 41 home runs? I don't. I think there's maybe not appreciable, but a slight downtick. Do I think he could be older? Yeah, but I even thought that before. You know, I wanted the Yankees to retain him, so I can't go nuts with that. I've talked about his defense, talked about his base running. I think 15 years is ridiculous. I think that, you know, those last 5 or 6 years, like every other big contract, will be very lamentable. But the difference is that Cohen, provided he still owns the team, and I would imagine he would, is going to have the pockets to absorb anything. I mean, so I just, I can't, whether it's Chaz or somebody else, I cannot latch on to stuff that is in the past.
I love
Not
Chaz.
Not today.
Chaz Palminteri, of course, been calling the station a long time, great actor, all those different things. Mm-hmm. I love him, but I have an idea for him. The story of Juan Soto, a Bronx fail. Take the L, Chaz, and keep it moving. But thanks for the call. BT and Sal and the fan will come back and reset hit you with the king topic of the day, a coronation in Queens.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.